Chapter 40. "She is a beautiful woman," Caris said. Gavin said nothing. They were hiking back through the jungle to their own camp. This was the first thing Caris had said since exclaiming over the blue snow, which Gavin had claimed to know nothing about.
"She likes you," Caris said.
Gavin said nothing. "You can spend the night with her, you know," Caris said. Now she was starting to infuriate him.
"You've been edgy," Caris said. "Maybe it'll help calm you down if you go get it out of your system."
Gavin stopped. "You're saying this to me?"
"Really?
You?"
Caris gave a tiny shrug. "What I asked earlier. It wasn't fair. I've got no claim on you. You and I don't have anything that should keep you from cavorting as you please. You're the prism. There ought to be some benefits, right?"
"Please don't say stupid things to me, Caris."
"Cavorting? I was just—"
"I've made my decision.
And it's you.
And I'm telling you—" "Shut the fuck up!" Usually that would have made her explode. This time she said nothing. They walked in silence, made camp in silence, slept in silence. Somehow he did sleep, but he dreamed of coloured hells and his brothers. The dread inside him kept that sleep from leaving him rested. By the time Caris woke him for his watch, hours before dawn, the snow was gone. While Caris slept, Gavin sat up. For some reason, he was haunted by his dead little brother Sebastian. Little Sebastian. The good-hearted brother. The peacemaker between his constantly feuding older siblings. Who would Sebastian have sided with in the Prism's War? In this insane world where Gavin was supposed to have some sort of holy link directly to a deity who didn't exist or didn't care, instead he cared only about what his dead little brother would have thought of him. Who would you have been, Sebastian? Could I have killed Gavin and then handed over the reins to you and the world now know peace? What sort of world would this be if that damned white hadn't murdered you? A blue white, too. What did that mean? The very colour Gavin had lost control of now was the colour that had murdered Sebastian. It was the very colour that Dazen had broken out of. Coincidence? Yes, Gavin, that's what a coincidence is. The sun rose, but there was only darkness in Gavin's heart.